now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
The Friday, Bob Almanac here today. Dave from Manorville said whatever classic it was. I can't remember what I played almost an hour ago now.
Right.
But he said it was a classic. But that's not the big deal here. He did send a picture of his John Wayne cardboard cutout.
Oh,
it's
similar,
very similar, and as good as our Marshall Dillon James Arness cutout.
I got to see it. I'll have to look when
right
I get
now,
over there.
Though.
Yeah.
Today at the Bob Almanac, we have, and we're not going to call it Almanac Salute for an unconvicted murderer, but we'll just call it an Almanac Death Notice, acknowledgement of the death of O.J. Simpson.
I can do that.
Dead at the age of 76.
Right.
I didn't know that he had prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I think he must have kept that really quiet. I hadn't heard whether it had been released. It was very, very quiet. But he's 76. And, you know, just what a tragedy. What a dumb decision it was to do that.
Right.
And it just totally ruined his legacy. I mean, here he was. He was, you know, a very likable guy. Great athlete. Hertz commercials. Naked Gun movies,
yeah,
and whatnot, and then you know, obviously, you and I are assuming that he was guilty. I mean, the preponderance of evidence. I mean, how could he not be?
Well, it sure seems like.
I know people have brought up his son,
yeah,
and they say now he's a person of interest. Whether that ever, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I would have to see a whole lot more to change my opinion on this. But O.J. Simpson dead, and he did do jail time, but not for any murder. It was for that break-in trying to get his Heisman Trophy back
right
at the hotel.
And he did lose the civil suit.
Yes, and he lost the civil suit as well.
Some money.
But no jail time for that.
Yeah.
There you now go. O.J. Simpson.
Gone.
And maybe forgotten.
Well, some things will need to be.
In lieu of any O.J. Simpson audio, though, I would like to treat you with some Peter Boyle that I just cut out of Everybody Loves Raymond. This should lighten the mood just a little bit, Neil.
Okay.
Are you excited about it?
Yes, I am. I love Peter Boyle.
Frank, I'm sick of this. Go clean your whiskers out of the sink.
After you.
All right, there you go. Bob FM. Friday.
He delivered zingers like nobody's business.
Friday, April 12th. We've got 2024. It's the 103rd day of the year. Oh, I need to mention one other thing. We're doing the Elvis ticket giveaway. It's an Almanac quiz. But Roy from Blaine picked something out yesterday, and I didn't catch it. You didn't catch it. We were talking about Ethel Kennedy, and he texted back. He said, what grandson of Ethel Kennedy is running for president? She has a son running for president, Bobby Jr., but I don't know if any grandson is running.
Oh, he's...
And then I responded to Roy. I go, well, RFK III is running for the president of his HOA in Hyannisport. I never said president of the U.S. That was my response.
Good response. And very sharp there.
Yes. Roy, by the way, is one of the members of the Bob Almanac quality control team.
Yes.
And and obviously... I misspoke and didn't even realize what I was saying.
Right.
You and I both know that RFK Jr. is the son of Ethel Kennedy. People don't realize with the Almanac and the amount of ad-libbing I do, I'm like two or three steps ahead.
Yeah.
You're in and out of consciousness over there. So
mostly
so sometimes
out.
So that you missed it. Yeah. I missed it. Roy and Blaine did not miss it. We appreciate them for that.
Well, absolutely.
We really do.
We are not perfect. We're darn close.
Certainly not.
No.
1861, the Civil War began when Confederate forces fired on Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina, the deadliest war in American history.
Yes,
1861, the battle amongst the states, North versus South, Blue versus Gray, Union versus the Confederacy. Let's move up to 1877, probably one of the smartest men in the history of sports, because this guy was the first guy to use a catcher's mask. How dumb were the people prior to that?
Right.
Back there. You don't know where the ball's going to go. The guy's swinging. It could be foul tipped. Just think of how, if somebody else would have gone and done it, how many broken noses and broken jaws and teeth and orbital bones could have been prevented
But yet it took another 100 years to come up with a hockey mask.
Well, think about that. Jacques Plante. James Alexander Ting was the first man to wear a catcher's mask, 1877. And this was much earlier in the advent of baseball than that was in the advent of hockey.
Yes, for sure.
When Jacques Plante was the first goalie to wear a mask. Let's go to 1945 now.
The flags of the free world fly at half-mast for the passing of one of the great leaders of all time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Mr. Churchill, and indeed the whole British Commonwealth of Nations, mourns the loss of one who has always been a faithful friend, a staunch ally, and an inspiring example.
From across the pond, that was their response to the death on this day, 1945. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, now gone but not forgotten. He was only 63. He looked much older.
I was going to say.
Because of his health issues and everything. Yeah. Obviously, dealing with the Depression, World War II, that's going to age anybody.
Yeah. He was in at a tough time.
Yep.
Quite a president.
Vice President Harry Truman sworn in as chief executive. Let's move up to 61.
Man had his first great success in space when the Russians pushed a man across the threshold. He was Yuri Gagarin, the astronaut the Russians lionized as the first to orbit the Earth. It was the propaganda coup of the year.
It kind of was. They got a guy up there before we did. Yep. 1961, we had our Mercury program that had been announced 2 years earlier, but the Soviets fast-tracked it aboard their Vostok 1 spacecraft. And he was a cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin, first human to travel into space in orbit. He got to orbit. That was back in 61. Same day in 61, almost exactly 10 years of the day that Truman fired him, Douglas MacArthur declined an offer to become the commissioner of baseball.
Oh, wow. Could
you just imagine him as the commissioner of baseball?
Ooh.
Would have been interesting.
Yeah.
I shall return. How would he have dealt with Pete Rose? Whether he would have been alive in 1989? Probably not.
Probably not.
Let's move on to 71.
Don't be scared. I'm the super sweet monster with the super sweet new cereal, Count Chocula.
Biffle. Here's the super sweet new cereal, Frankenberry.
But I've got chocolate sweeties.
Count Chocula and Frankenberry introduced this date by our guys and gals at General Mills.
Nice.
Boo Berry wouldn't show up for another couple of years.
Yeah.
But that's the trifecta, the monster
cereals.
And I'm assuming General Mills still makes those.
I don't know. I would think so. I mean, I was a big fan of Count Chocula.
Yeah,
I will say I preferred that over Frankenberry.
The thing was, it both left your milk either strawberry or chocolatey.
Yes, it did.
Which was great. Kind of like the whole Pebbles thing that Post did with the fruity
Cocoa
Pebbles,
Crispies,
the Cocoa Pebbles, and then eventually there were some Cocoa Krispies.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see. I believe Count Chocula, I'm going to assume that was the first the cereal that made milk chocolatey.
Chocolatey, yeah.
I'm just going
to
say it right
now. I certainly don't remember one prior to that.
No. We had another pretty good introduction 7 years later.
Reese's Pieces. They look familiar, but inside this candy shell is Reese's peanut butter flavor. Reese's Pieces.
Well, imagine your surprise when you realize,
wow,
Reese's peanut butter flavors inside.
Reese's Pieces. Wow, some difference.
Reese's Pieces introduced in 1978, and yeah, they sold pretty well early on, but then came this little guy called E.T. And E.T. ate Reese's Pieces.
Yeah.
And that shot the sales through the roof.
Right.
That was a huge, huge tie-in for them. Hershey introduced Reese's Pieces back this date in 78. And then M&M's came up with their own little peanut butter one, too, which is slightly different.
It is different.
But it's similar but different. 1988 in the news.
When Sonny Bono said the oath that made him mayor of Palm Springs, it was all he could do not to cry.
Do you solemnly swear I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Yeah, so this date, and we were just wondering this because it wasn't too many days ago that Clint Eastwood was sworn in,
yes,
took the oath of office, was elected to the mayor of Carmel, California.
Right.
Here in Palm Springs, it was Sonny Bono. This was 1988. Clint Eastwood was 86, and our question was, who came first as a mayor? And it was Clint Eastwood in 86. Mm-hmm. And then Sonny Bono in 88. And, of course, Boney Maroney. Sonny Bono rode that all the way to Congress.
Yes, he did.
And he was a very, very common sense congressman from the state of California. I don't know if they have any of those
anymore,
of California. I totally doubt it.
I don't think they do.
1992 in the news.
Some Europeans may shy away from the prices here. It would cost around the same for a British family of four to visit Disney World in Florida. But Disney executives deny it's too expensive.
You build something that costs as many billions of dollars or pounds as this project costs, you have to charge enough to have a return on investment for a public company.
Yeah, Euro Disney. They were charging big bucks or pounds or francs or whatever it was. It was in France. It was in Paris. $4 billion to build.
Oof.
And one truth and one truth only came out of the whole Euro Disney thing is that no matter whether it's in French, or English, Donald Duck, you can't understand what he's saying.
No.
Whether it's French, it sounds like it's French, but it's actually English. The thing is, but it's actually French. You can't tell. You can't understand him regardless of the language. That was a state in 92. How about 2009?
Look at me. Sure. Look at me. Sure. I'm the captain now.
He was the captain now, the Somali Pirates. This is high seas drama.
Yes, it was.
In 2009, Tom Hanks got a movie out of it. He was the captain. He was Captain Phillips, but Captain Phillips and his boat had been taken over by Somali pirates. Do you remember the time?
And he wasn't the captain anymore.
Do you remember the episode of Captain Kangaroo and Mr. Green Jeans said those words to the captain?
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Bob Keeshan did not appreciate
it. No, he did not.
I think he's
sick dancing bear on him.
And Mr. Moose.
Right.
So 2009, it came to an end. U.S. Naval Forces helped recapture that cargo ship from
Did you see the movie?
Oh, yeah. It was a good movie.
It was
very
good movie,
And then let's remember this guy.
Gilbert, in a poll, 94% of Hungarians, compared to only 46% of Americans, said doing this was necessary to feel fulfilled. Doing what?
Having a child.
I disagree.
You fool!
having a child. He knew he was right.
Right.
And he told that's Gilbert Gottfried. He was the voice of the Aflac duck there for a while.
Sure.
He's done a lot of voices, stand-up comedian. He's very good in the Comedy Central roasts. He passed away at the age of 67 2 years ago in 2022. Birthdays now. It's Herbie Hancock.
Right. Everybody knows it's Herbie Hancock.
Of course, John Hancock, I'm sure he is very musical.
I would think so.
May have played the Glockenspiel for all we know. And this was Herbie Hancock's big hit as a performer. He's more known and has had more success as a composer throughout his career. Movie films, scores, themes and things. He's 84 here today.
Now for all of you teenagers, the long-haired Steppenwolf rock and roller. So let's have a fine welcome.
That's how
long-haired.
That's how Ed Sullivan would introduce a band that he didn't particularly like, but he knew he had to have him on.
Yeah.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
You know what he would have just preferred? He would have rather had Trini Lopez on.
For sure.
But Steppenwolf, they're the hot thing back in 69.
Yeah.
And the lead singer of Steppenwolf, still with us, Johnny K. He's 80 today.
Nice.
How about this? I think you're going to laugh at this.
Remember me, Bundy?
No.
The one you insulted?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to be a little more specific.
You made fun of my weight. You called me a giant seal.
Well, let's see. I had four elephants. I had a rhino who wanted some flip-flops. Had a manatee. Nah, don't remember any seals. Could you jog my memory? You know what jog is. That's what you do when the ice cream truck is pulling out.
He had some dandies, did he not, as Al Bundy?
Yes, he did.
But then they would always get him, too.
Oh, yeah.
Peg would get him back at home. He was he was zinging people at work at the shoe store, and then he would get zinged again at home. Ed O'Neill. He's very good on Modern Family, too. He was a college football player. He was a good college football player.
He's a big guy.
Solid. He's 78. Letterman.
Thank you so much for being here. How have you been? Are you all right?
Good to be back in New York.
Yeah, good to have you here. How much time do you spend in New York City? A lot?
Not as often as I'd like.
Mm-hmm. Which do you prefer, New York City or Los Angeles?
I like both. I like the weather in L.A. better, mm-hmm. but I love New York City.
New York City's exciting, though, isn't it?
I was born here, yeah.
Yeah, good for you. How'd you like being in jail?
That's how you start, David Letterman. David Letterman.
Well, I mean,
could
it's a question that needed to be asked.
Paris Hilton was the guest right next to him, and she handled it pretty well.
God,
and David Letterman is 77 here today. The father on Wonder Years.
I get up at 5 in the morning. I fight traffic. I bust my hump all day. I fight traffic again. And I come home. Then I pay my taxes. The end.
Not a very exciting life.
No.
Kevin asked his dad, "Yeah, I want to do a paper on you, Dad. Tell me about your life." And there it is.
Yeah.
Right there.
Boy.
You might be able to get a couple of sentences out of that. I don't know. But that is Dan Loria, who played Jack Arnold, the father on Wonder Years, 77. What's his nickname, old Sweet Pea?
Yeah, that's what George Jones called him.
He looks like a Sweet Pea.
He does.
So much more than an Alice the Goon or a Wimpy.
Right.
Certainly not olive oil. Vince Gill, 67.
Super talented.
There
right?
he is with the Pure Prairie League before we knew him as Vince Gill. We didn't know who he was at that point, really.
Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable.
The Indigo Girls. Have you heard of them, Neil?
I have. Don't know a lot about them.
This was their big hit.
Okay.
This song was featured in Barbie and got a huge boost in popularity.
Okay.
That's the beauty about being in movies when
right.
your song is like 20, 30 years old. Because then all of a sudden people just automatically digitally download it.
Reboot.
But not a real reboot.
No.
It was the actual song. They are closer to fine in one half of the Indigo Girls on the list today. Amy Ray is 60 years old. Time is
it TV theme time?
This
I believe
is
it
Loss
is.
On the Prairie for Shannon Doherty. I'm tired of the 90210 theme, so this is where Shannon Doherty got her start as an actress.
Yeah.
As Jenny Wilder, later seasons of Little House. She's 53. She's fighting cancer.
Yeah, she's in a bad way right now.
Well, I think that I just saw something where she had an experimental treatment earlier this year, and she really liked the results.
Oh, well, that's good. We wish her the best.
The reports were positive, so Shannon Doherty, 53.
My mission is to protect you.
That's enough. Move, or I'll do it. I swear I will. I'll shoot you.
Go ahead, see what happens.
Oops.
Guess it. He caught it in his mouth.
Oh.
That's what the Terminator does. Claire Danes, get down. Get down. She was one of the ones who were getting down.
Oh.
So Claire Danes, 45. And rapper Maiden Tayo is 32.
What?
Maiden Tayo is our rapper of the day.
Maiden Taiwan?
Something like that.
Okay.
Maiden, that's short. Maiden
okay.
T-Y-O.
Yeah,
Maiden
everything's
Tayo,
short now.
32.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with, I just like his name. I don't really know much about him, but the guy was a blues performer with a name like Hound Dog Taylor. It's got to be good. 1915 for old Hound Dog. Beverly Cleary, did you read Henry Huggins when you were a young lad, or maybe Ramona?
No, as we found out yesterday, I didn't even read the Bible. So
yeah, that's true.
I need to listen to I haven't been listening to Les Feldick as much as I used to.
Well.
It's pretty obvious.
You need to do that.
More of a New Testament guy.
Beverly Cleary, born on this day in 1916. Tiny Tim.
Tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Very unique dude.
Buried in Minneapolis.
Yes, I think you're right.
He nailed that one.
Yeah, of course, got married on the Tonight Show. He's weird. Tiny Tim. Tiptoeing through the tulips with us this morning. The year was 1932. He was Lumpy Rutherford. His dad was Mr. Rutherford, who, of course, one of our favorites.
Fred, wasn't
Richard
it Fred?
Deacon. Yeah, Fred.
Yeah.
And Frank Bank is the guy who played Lumpy.
One of Wally's buddies.
Yeah.
About a half an hour ago, I'm sitting in my room watching Captain Kangaroo, and my pop walks in and lowers the boom on me.
Well, maybe your pop doesn't want you watching Captain Kangaroo.
His fathers didn't, right. And maybe that was the episode. Was he watching the episode where he goes, I'm the captain now?
He could be.
Very possible.
Frank Bank, born on this day, 1942. He tried to buy the Vikings, didn't have the cash, but he wrote a lot of good books and novels. Tom Clancy.
I don't know how it is in Minneapolis, but back where I live, you can't swing a dead cat around your head without hitting at least two lawyers. Which may be the best thing to do to a lawyer. But my best competent legal advice I have is that it's a done deal. Okay, the deal is done. Let's move forward.
No, it's not.
No. Tom, try again. It did not go through, and the deal was not done, and never did own the Vikings.
Maybe he could have tried for the Timberwolves.
Maybe. 1947, author Tom Clancy was born on this day, and he was one of my favorites. You had to like him on The Partridge Family, David Cassidy.
Good singer.
Yes.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling.
Basically the lead singer. I mean, you had Shirley Jones back there helping out.
So right.
I'm pretty sure Danny Bonaducci did not help out.
No.
One, there were no strings in the guitar.
Right.
I don't think he could sing.
And he could sing.
Did not go and shout it when you walked into the
room. But he smokes three packs a day. Danny the Fanny Bonaducci.
Right. So here is David Cassidy's brother, Sean Cassidy, was an actor, of course, one of the Hardy Boys. David Cassidy.
Doing the chorus here. There we go. Okay.
That is good. Yeah. David Cassidy, 1950.
Half-brother. Did you say half-brother?
Oh, that's right. He is half-brother to Sean Cassidy. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
A couple of omissions.
Hello. Mr. Powers, the president's quite concerned. We've got a madman on the loose in Nevada.
Dr. Evil. When do I begin?
He was the general from the first two Austin Powers, the actor Charles Napier.
Okay, yes.
Perfect guy for a general or a commander or anything military. He was born this date in 36, and here's a tough one really for your staff to take.
From a jack to a king.
The original From a Jack to a King.
From loneliness
Ned Miller, Neil.
To a wedding ring.
Very fine, Ned Miller.
The song, performed it. Ricky Shett, Ricky Van Shelton had a pretty good version too.
Yeah.
Ned Miller, 1925. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Today's Bob Almanac brought to you by Authority Fence. Keep your kids safe, your yard private, and your pets secure with Authority Fence. Mm-hmm. With over 60 years of combined experience, family-owned Authority Fence uses only premium-grade vinyl, chain link, and aluminum maintenance-free fence products. Back to the lifetime warranty. Enjoy safety, security, and privacy with Authority Fence. Go to AuthorityFence.com. Click on their free fence estimator tab to get the ball rolling. Or give the office a call now, 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist and a proud Minnesota licensed contractor since 1994.
Thank you, Authority Fence.
Yes, for hanging on.
Yeah,
Elvis. Tribute to Elvis tomorrow night at the Medina. Doors at 7, show shortly thereafter. Neil, we're hearing good things.
Yeah, for sure. These are world-renowned Elvis guys, and there's two of them, and it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night.
All right, Euro Disney opened in France on this date, $4 billion.
That's a lot.
Back in 1992, I said there was a Disney character that it didn't matter if it was in French or English, you still couldn't understand them. That's the one thing we learned about Euro Disney. Maybe the one and only thing. Mm-hmm. And also, they didn't make any money. We learned about that,
right,
too. I think they closed it.
Too spendy.
Whether they opened it back up, I can't remember. But that thing was in the red almost from day one. But who was that Disney character that we referenced there in 1992 with Euro Disney? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. And this is really cool because we've been gifted two more pairs of tickets.
Yeah.
So we're going to have two winners.
Yeah, let's take two winners.
We'll take two winners. So keep calling here. Even though you think that you didn't get it, keep calling because we're taking two. Okay.
Right.
All right, let's start a Bob-a-thon. You can go life number 9. I can tell by the way you dance, or rumor has it.
I like life number 9, actually.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLC.